Well, if you're one of more than 8 million Canadians who received at least one COVID relief payment from the government, you know, in the form of the CERB, you could be eligible for temporary tax relief. This announcement came down yesterday. Trudeau saying that interest on overdue taxes from benefit programs will be postponed for at least 1 year. Self-employed people who got the benefits without qualifying will also have amnesty. What does all this really mean for you and your wallet? Let's talk to Bloomberg reporter Kate Bolingaro. Hi, Kate.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for your time again. So in this announcement, Trudeau was saying that the income tax interest will be waived until April of next year, but not for everybody, right?
Exactly. So it's basically for anyone who has received at least one payment of the CERB, but also the Canada Emergency Student Benefit, the Recovery Benefit, Caregiver Benefit, Sickness Benefit, basically the whole wide array of COVID income-related supports the government was rolling out last year. As long as they've made less than $75,000 worth of taxable income, then they're going to be able to have those interest payments waived until April 30th of 2022.
Okay, so that could add up to us. That could be a big help to some people who are finding themselves in a pinch right now. Is it easy to make sense of it all? Is it easy? Like, do you just need to think about that $75,000, Kate? Is that the clinging factor there?
I think that's the key point, is just to be aware of the income threshold, and that is $75,000 gross income is what they're saying. So they've said that they're going to provide more details once they have an idea exactly how many Canadians are going to be qualifying for that. Obviously, they said more than 8 million people received at least one CERB payment, but there was all those other programs also. So there's quite a few people that are going to be implicated in this. And clearly, they're also going to see exactly how much it's going to be for the government also cost-wise, because we didn't get any more information about that either yesterday.
Okay. And what about this amnesty for self-employed Canadians who got the benefits without qualifying? Is that temporary too, or do those people no longer have to worry about paying back, you know, potentially thousands of dollars?
As far as what the government has said thus far, it means that they're not going to have to pay that CERB money back. And in fact, those who already did pay it back would be able to actually get the money back from Revenue Canada. So this is something that is something that a lot of questions about this were aimed at Trudeau, because it was a very unclear situation, which is something the government even described it as when they rolled it out. It wasn't necessarily clear for self-employed people whether they qualified or not, and they had to tweak the program a little bit to make sure that it was clear. And so this is their way of admitting that there was a little bit of some hiccups that they had to overcome to get the CERB up and running.
I mean, hiccups, I gotta say, it seems like a big old mess to me, Kate. What about you?
Well, certainly it's been challenging, right? They had to roll out these rapid aid programs as quickly as possible, basically trying to create an income support program outside of EI, because not everyone was covered by EI. So they definitely were trying to adjust things as they went, and clearly they have made a lot of changes as the year has gone on. And it obviously was confusing, especially at the beginning for a lot of people out there.
We're speaking to Bloomberg reporter Kate Bolingaro. We're trying to make some sense of the announcements made by Trudeau on Tuesday, which are ultimately good news. But is it also sort of Trudeau trying to save his own butt? Do you think that this could have, this could potentially, we're saying it's probably going to be an election year. Could this be the kind of thing that could sink his government?
Well, certainly this is helpful, right? Obviously, It's great news for anyone who doesn't have to pay any taxes. And if we are actually expecting that this will be an election year, the average lifespan of a minority government in Canada is 2 years, and that's going to be in October. And obviously, everything that's happening right now with the vaccine rollout is, you know, the delays and some of the challenges that have been to getting those shots into everybody's arms is something that this is at least some positive news coming out of Ottawa that a lot of people are going to be impacted by and happy about. So clearly that is a win for Trudeau and his team.
Yeah, and thinking of along those same lines, Kate, this being a win, let's talk about the impact that this could have on the economy. This is a good move in that regard.
Well, that's the other thing, is that clearly there's some pent-up consumer spending that the government is hoping that all the savings that Canadians have had over the last year, because they haven't traveled, because of lockdowns, you know, businesses and retailers have been closed. And so clearly they're hoping to tap into that spending to boost that economic recovery, and that once these lockdowns are phased out and more people get vaccinated and the economy reopens, that money that's been saved will be able to be going into the economy to help spur on that economic growth to get Canada back on its feet.
Okay, so anybody who's listening right now and who may be one of those 8 million people who received at least one CERB payment, this is all good news. Like, it's looking good for the economy. You get some amnesty, even if you got the benefits without qualifying, and the interest on those taxes is postponed until, what was that date again, April next year?
April 30th.
Okay, so all in all, good news.
Yeah, all in all, good news for the average person who did receive a payment. This is good news. Obviously, you still have to pay the taxes further down the line, but obviously it does provide some relief, especially for those who are really just struggling to make ends meet and have had constant job losses throughout the pandemic. Clearly, this is especially good news for those folks that are going through that.
I suppose the last thing I want to know that just occurred to me as you were describing that, like, you know, there's a postponement on those taxes, but is there any interest on those taxes when you do have to pay them in the April of next year?
Well, there was no details given about that. So we know that there's interest relief. So they wouldn't have to pay, they'd have to pay them at some point. But if you chose not to pay them for 5 years, the government didn't say whether there would be interest on those other 4 years or not.
Interesting. Okay, that remains to be seen. Thank you so much for your time today, Kate.
Thanks so much for having me.